You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Football.
Yeah, welcome in, boys. Welcome in to Daily Vikings Entertainment. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. This show takes no days off. 365 days of year of us begging for the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. The show is presented by our friends at Surly Brewing Company and also TCL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. They have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL and learn more at TCL.com. So let's spend about 20 minutes here, boys, going through the comment section of the Score North app, the YouTube channel. It's Purple Daily reads the comments on this Memorial Day weekend. We'll start with Aaron via the Score North app, who chimes in. Mackie and Declan watching the USFL is like an alcoholic drinking mouthwash until the liquor store opens.
I like it. That's very accurate.
Oh, the Stallions.
Yeah.
Stallions.
The Generals.
Generals.
Yeah. I love how they play, and they all play in the same stadium. There's like six people in the stadium.
Are they moving to their respective cities next season?
I think so. There was a record for points scored last week. Scored the most points.
Offense is on the uptick.
Yeah, man.
Let's go. All right. Next question here. Cole Brunn via Twitter. This is a good question. Let's dive into this. He says, with the offense looking to spread the defense out more, is Dalvin Cook poised for a dark horse explosive season given his ability when he gets into an open secondary? How do you think this offense impacts Dalvin?
Well, if he can stay on the field, absolutely. He has there is no reason why if he can stay healthy, why can't he be Alvin Kamara at his best? Like, and go look at, now, Dalvin, to be fair, catches passes. So, like, you can't say, well, they don't throw to him. They do throw to him. But I did the side-by-side comparison, I think it was last week statistically, on pass catching. And a healthy Kamara catches, like, 81 passes per season. Dalvin's, like, at what, around 40 or something. So, and it's no mistake that Dalvin last week, after being asked about his role potentially and sort of downplaying it and saying, I don't want to give away secrets, went home and tweeted out the highlight of the catch that he made, which was a great catch against Pittsburgh. That's a great point. And yes, if Dalvin stays healthy, Dalvin Cook could absolutely be sneaky, fantastic in ways we've not seen before.
What do you think, Dax? Is Dalvin Cook poised for an uptick?
Yeah, I think so. I just, you know, Zimmer liked to use him in the old classic bell cow row and let's just get him the touches, first down, second down. We're gonna pound it up, whether that's A gap and power runs and all that fun football stuff. Yeah, hit me with the
football.
Thank you.
Oh, look at you.
Alex Boone would be proud. But it's now getting him to situations that he wasn't being used before, like to Judd's point. Being in swing passes, having that Alvin Kamara role. They're putting him at wide receiver at OTAs, and that might be some smokescreen, but I think that's a legitimate thing. I think they're going to actually put him on the outside. So I think it's more of using him in a unique way that he has been used before, and that should lead to, yes, a quote-unquote dark horse breakout season.
Okay, I hate to be cold bucket of water guy here, but yeah, I was curious before I answered this question, how do the Rams use running backs? Because that's kind of the reference point for us, right? It's This is all coming from the Rams, Sean McVay offensive coaching tree. Not that Kevin O'Connell doesn't have his own ideas on how to maybe use a chess piece like Dalvin Cook, but the Rams in the last couple of years, the running backs for the Rams, and granted, they haven't had a Dalvin Cook caliber player, so grain of salt here, but their running backs have caught a total of about 50 passes per season in each of the last 2 years. So, you know, they're not ignoring their running backs, but it's only like two or three a game or so. And it's been running back by committee. But when they had Todd Gurley, 2019, he caught only 31 passes. The rest of the running backs caught like seven in 2019. If you go back to their Super Bowl season of 2018, Gurley and the other running backs combined for 70 receptions. So it kind of depends. Maybe because they had lesser running backs that were by committee, they were just not featuring those players as often. But in general, the Rams' offense has looked to target wide receivers at a higher rate than other players and other teams. So will Kevin O'Connell come in and say, listen, we target receivers. We are three wide almost every single snap. And if Dalvin happens to get the ball, cool. But I don't think this is going to be like a Marshall Faulk situation where all of a sudden he's catching 75 passes. They're going to look to get him the ball. But I think in the passing game, the main objective is to get the receivers the ball first and foremost. So,
but what if it is? What if it becomes the greatest show on turf? Dalvin, JJ, Thielen, bang,
they've got
bang,
the
bang.
Weapons. They've got the weapons.
I know they do. And here's the question about O'Connell that we don't know, and we won't know the answer to until they start playing too. How much does he just basically take from what his friend McVay did, and how many ideas does he bring? That we don't know. That's going to be the interesting thing. And, I mean, he's a smart dude, so he is going to definitely, I think, adjust and adapt to the strengths of what he has, which obviously starts with Jefferson. There's a lot of interesting things here, too, because, you know, Kirk's insistence and love of the check down and safe pass could play a role here.
That's a little overstated, though, isn't it? I mean, haven't we the narrative that Kirk is a check down artist?
Yeah, well,
that's a little bit overstated.
In fact,
no, but I think he likes his safety blankets, is what I'm saying. And Dalvin could prove, I'm saying this in a good way, Dalvin could prove to be a very valuable one if you think about the short passing game for Kirk, which might be different than the chances Stafford takes. I'm not being a jerk here. I'm throwing out potentials that could be just different.
PFF just pointed out the king of checkdowns last season, the king of checkdowns, was Trevor Lawrence. He had the most checkdown rate in the NFL last season.
Because he was a kid. Yeah, because he didn't know what to do with the football.
Oh, okay.
That, it feels right about Trevor. It's really hard to pin anything on
Lawrence after last year.
Yeah. No.
Lawrence.
I'm banking on Phil.
Jaguars right. Daily coming up next. Score North.
I'm a Trevor Lawrence stan here. You know why? Because he's a generational quarterback.
Daily.
As far as I'm concerned, he might be the best quarterback to come out of the draft since Luck. And that includes Burrow, which might be a hot take.
Our Trevor Lawrence love this week has hit new heights here.
He did things in college that I didn't see a lot.
Ronald Palmero via the Score North app says, a little bit about myself. I've spent my first 40 frigid winters as a Minnesotan and have been a Vikings fan since around the time of the first Super Bowl loss against Kansas City. Have lived in San Antonio, Texas the last 20 years and traveled to several road games every year. My goal is to attend a game in every stadium, which should be accomplished in about 5 to 7 years, depending on the schedule. My only Minnesota claim to fame is that I graduated from Minneapolis Central High with Prince in 1976. I love the idea of, I think it's more of a baseball stadium thing to go and attend all the stadiums, but how many football stadiums have you been to, Judd, covering football as a beat writer back in the day?
I think by the time I was done on, I think when I left the beat to come to the station in 2011, I think I had been to all but like one or two.
Wow, really?
I started in 2003.
Oh, right.
Going to Packers games because love the Packers and spent Packers 2 years doing that. And then Vikings 2005 to 2010. But that includes like the old Texas Stadium where the Cowboys played, which is now moved. That includes Jack Murphy or whatever Qualcomm that San Diego became. So my list has now grown to a bunch that I have not seen. But at the time, I think I had seen all, but probably I might have been to them all at the time by the end.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler Bruss. So I'm going to put a trigger warning here, you know, 9-10 minutes into this episode. A lot of Kirk follow-up questions to some of our Kirk episodes from earlier this year or this week. You know, we did the quarterback rankings. I had Kirk 15th. People got mad. We did another conversation about his leadership and sort of reacted to his press conference. Oh, the offenses aren't that different. I don't know. Oh, just like, you know, a coaster under your drink, Kirk Cousins. So a lot of reaction to that. Just trigger warning for people. Tyler Bruss via the Scorn of Taps has been listening to the podcast since January of this year. At first, I didn't want to like the show because of the Kirk bashing, quote unquote. But the more I listened, the more I realized you guys weren't just bashing. You were actually using statistics to explain your thought processes. I listen to each new episode on my way home from work every day instead of KFan now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I just downloaded the app to try and keep supporting you guys. Tyler. Oh boy. I also plan on cracking open an ice cold Surly Furious tonight after work. You guys are the best. Looking forward to the new episode today and keep listening into 2022 season and beyond. Thank you, Tyler.
That's appreciate very, that. Very
you can change. We all can you. Change. It's all good stuff. Good for Tyler.
On the flip side, here's Ross Must via the Score North app. Boy. He says, guys, this was the saddest podcast you've done to date, the Kirk press conference one. We can all criticize quarterback play, decision-making, execution, etc. Believe me, Kirk can be frustrating at times on the field. Emphasis on the field. When you start playing psychoanalytical on a press conference, Judd and company are certainly getting out of their field of competence.
Oh, that's not true at all. I consider that to be my main area of expertise. Are you kidding? I've got a better chance of breaking down a person's mental mindset than actual physical play. I feel that I'm operating in a place where I'm damn near a PhD, so I would disagree with that.
Well, I think here's the thing. I don't know what percentage of people, but, and I'm not saying that like you're perfect at reading people or I am, but we find it interesting. Some of the non X's and O's stuff that goes on in and around the Vikings and football, and that stuff matters.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. If you cover the sport and you're in locker rooms and stuff, which both of us, you know, early in our careers were much more entrenched in the beat writing side of things. You start to pick up on dynamics and chemistry and the smell test when things feel a little bit off. And I would venture to say that we've been spot on with a lot of the Kirk Cousins discussions. Okay. You can't just say that him and Zimmer don't like each other. You're just making that up. Were we? It's very public now, right? Again, not that we bat 1,000 on this stuff, but to say that you can only focus on what's happening on the field because you can't pick up anything else, you know, outside of what happens on the field is just, that's just not, it's not an accurate way to consume football and content, I guess. Skolhem via the YouTube comment section says, here we go again, old Philly boy.
Philly boy.
Just wound up tighter than a $2 pocket watch. I don't know how Kirk Cousins hasn't sued you for defamation of character. What will you do after Kirk Cousins retires? You're such a one-trick pony, Philly boy. Well, the good news is there will be another Vikings quarterback after Kirk Cousins, and I've been, you know, in the media for like 20 years or so, 15, 20 years. And so there was quarterbacks before Kirk. There's always going to be a Vikings quarterback.
Christian Ponder.
To laud or to rip or whatever it may be. So The train continues forward. But I think my biggest question is, you know, much like the political environment and like everyone is so divisive and, you know, and we probably contribute to that on the Kirk Cousins front because we can't help ourselves in the middle of May reacting for 40 minutes to a press conference clip. But what I don't understand is the people that look at his career and defend him vehemently, like he is Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. And I just, it's one thing to say, you know, you guys are a little too hard on him. All right. Okay. Totally fair conversation. Mm-hmm. But there's this huge collection of people that literally think he is a god with a right arm of gold. And for 10 years, everything around him has held him back. And if that's the way that you view Kirk and football and the Vikings, I don't even think we can have a conversation. It doesn't compute for me.
And let me say this about the press conference that we reacted to, the responses to the questions that I asked Kirk on Tuesday, okay? I was, first of all, very interested by his responses, And second of all, I got to be frank about it. I was disappointed, not in the fact that he might hate me, or definitely does. I'm fine with that. But where I was disappointed was this. I can only imagine that, like, if you had a kid and you threw that kid a surprise birthday party, okay? And you invited all of his friends or her friends, and you spent, you know, painstaking. Because that's what the Welsh did, right or wrong? That's what the Welsh did, right? Kevin O'Connell, Zimmer's gone. Kwesi signs you to an extension, loves you. And the kid gets the presents, and it's a great surprise. And then his friends or her friends leave. And at the end of the party, you're like, hey, Johnny, what'd you think? And the kid's like, oh, yeah, it was great. Thanks. And you're like, no, this took a lot of work. Like, you're not thrilled? It was a good party. That's what those responses were like. And I guess I was disappointed, and I don't understand it. Like, I totally get him not going into chapter and verse of, well, here's what we're going to do with this new offense and blah, blah, blah. I totally get that. But didn't you want a little, oh, man, this is such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, this is your company, man. This is your company.
Yeah,
like,
but
this,
I mean,
this is your franchise. This is your coach. This is your system.
Wrong here?
No,
to be
you're not
sort
wrong.
Of taken aback by the fact that he acted like, yeah, I mean, they've done a lot of things here.
It's a piece to the puzzle. It's a piece to the puzzle.
Right.
We got more here too. We'll get into, but quick shout out if you like coffee, Folly Coffee is.
You know what? I got a demonstration here for you guys. Okay. So here's Kirk.
Judd has an ivy of coffee. He's going to stab it into his eye.
Here's Kirk. Twins coaster, okay? But you know what's great? Every offense, every beer, every coffee is built on a star. And that's right. So sitting on the Kirk Cousins of coasters is my cup of delicious Folly coffee, which is on board, and we certainly appreciate them. They're a local company with the simple mission of providing you the best coffee available. They were named the best online coffee retailer in the state by a Corporate Vision magazine. Fully customizable coffee subscription to match how much coffee you drink in your favorite flavors, which means that when you're running low, guess what shows up at your doorstep? You don't have to worry about going out for it. More coffee. Go to follycoffee.com, follycoffee.com. Use the code word score at checkout for 10% off your initial order. Again, follycoffee.com. Use the code word SKOR, score at checkout, 10% off to start off with. I'm going to tell you right now, this coffee is smooth. It's delicious. From a guy who will not steer you wrong when it comes to what you're drinking, Folly Coffee is the coffee to go with.
Maybe pound some Folly Coffee and head your way up to Brainerd International Raceway, Dax. That sounds like a fun little Saturday.
Oh, yeah. America's fastest drivers are coming to Minnesota for an experience of a lifetime. Brainerd International Raceway is bringing the Discovery Channel Street Outlaws and the No Prep Kings to the Brainerd Lakes area June 17th and 18th. Join Brainerd International Raceway and the Street Outlaws for a weekend of fun. There's bragging rights. There's huge cash prizes. Visit BIRMN.com for camping and ticket information today. Kids 12 and under, too. Bring the kiddos. Kids 12 and under get in free. Visit BIRMN.com to learn more.
Bring those kiddos. All right. Purple Daily reads the comments. Colin via YouTube. Colin Reike via YouTube says, you guys have great refreshing points on Kirk that you won't hear anywhere else. Thank you. Although the line between criticizing Kirk the football player and Kirk as a person does seem to get blurred at times. To be fair, his personality does impact who he is as a football player. Ding, ding, ding.
Perfectly put.
You answered your own question there.
But he just put it perfectly. It does get blurred. Because it has to be blurred at times.
Well, let's. I'm actually currently in the middle of a Twitter battle between some Kirk stans who think it's absurd that I put Kyler Murray ahead of Kirk in a quarterback ranking. And a couple things on this. Okay. So, Kyler, any which way you slice it, like QBR, Kyler 7th, Kirk 14th, yards per attempt, Kyler 4th, Kirk 10th, expected points added into the analytics, Kyler 8th, Kirk 14th, third down EPA, Kyler 2nd, Kirk 17th. Mm-hmm. Mobility, all these things. So Kyler's a better quarterback on the field than Kirk is. Both of those guys, they're both good. I think Kyler's better and he's younger with more upside. Both of those guys lack certain personality or leadership traits. And you wonder, why did those two teams either not make the playoffs or totally fall on their face down the stretch and get smoked in the playoffs? Well, but the defense, but the offensive line, but this or that. Well, those guys touch the ball on every single play. They drive the tempo of the organization and the practices and everything else, right? Like, they are the leaders of the franchises.
Right.
And so it's not a coincidence that both of those guys put up these big numbers. Kyler a little bit more than Kirk. And their teams fall woefully short of where you think they would be. You know, there's other flaws on the teams too, but their personalities and deficiencies in leadership definitely cost their team wins over the course of seasons. Mm-hmm. So, yes, personality does matter when evaluating quarterbacks. Arizona Fit Ventures via YouTube says, I can't possibly laugh hard enough in full agreement with your characterization of Kirk as uninspiring, lacking necessary intangibles, deflecting to avoid accountability. I do not hate or despise Cousins, but he is no more than a lukewarm dish rag, and I will never be convinced he can lead this team anywhere near a championship unless he actually does it. Prove me wrong, dish rag.
That's harsh, but it's not inaccurate.
I prefer coaster under your drink. But and then one more here. It's not Kirk-related, but Matthew Hansen via the Score North app says, remember when Zimmer massacred a bunch of stuffed animals to motivate the team?
Yeah,
I don't think this got brought up enough as a criticism and example of his failings to connect with the team. What was that story? He put a bunch of bloody stuffed animals around the locker?
It was, he definitely, when they were going into the bye week in 2016, I believe it was, he definitely used some type of examples of what is the term? Is it fat cats get slaughtered or something like that? And he, but it was reported that he had like severed the heads off of a bunch of stuffed toys. And he refuted that and said that was absolutely wrong. So it's always been up for debate as exactly what the specific example was and if that was incorrect or not.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, yeah,
it sounds
like
very sociopathic behavior.
It's weird, dude.
He took a page from Bill Parcells at every single turn that he possibly could. And then he called Bill Parcells. I mean, that's who he was.
Maybe he could have drowned one of the bears in Surly. Stick its head in some
bears. Should be so fortunate. The bear should be so fortunate as to have gone that way to pass from this, as Patrick calls it, veil of tears, because that bear was fortunate enough to partake in a Surly. And let's see, if I had to dip my head into a Surly, what would it be? I would go personally Furious. Dex, you?
Oh,
what would you?
A Supreme. We had a nice young listener said, I identify more with Declan. I'm Declan's age. I want to try a Surly Supreme. Furious is great too. Don't get me wrong. I love me a tad
exactly
Furious,
right.
But a
exactly
Supreme
right.
too. Getting hot.
But that is because Surly Brewing has a beer for everybody. And as summer approaches, I'm going to tell you right now, a delicious Surly on the golf course or the patio of your favorite bar, or heck, just your own personal patio. Nothing is better with summer than Surly. Remember that.
Also, thanks to Federated for helping keep us moving forward here at Score North Purple Daily, and for helping business owners maximize the success of their business. Federated's history is rich with innovative, committed people guided by a core set of principles and values, and they apply those principles and values to your business. Find out more about how your business can be elevated by the folks at Federated at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. All right, that is Purple Daily reads the comments here. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. Happy Memorial Day weekend, as Judd puts his coffee mug on Kirk Cousins.